Ripple Lands. Full MyCA CASPI license. Via Luxembourg's CSSF, Ripple has received its crypto asset service provider, CASPI, license from Luxembourg's financial regulator, the CSSF, making the company fully MyCA compliant across the European Economic Area. Cointelegraph and Wu Blockchain both reported the approval on July 6, 2026, citing Ripple's announcement. The license is the regulatory keystone for Ripple's European operations. Under MyCA, a CASPI authorization granted in one member state passports across all 30 EEA countries, so a single approval from Luxembourg opens the entire block without separate national licenses. One license, 30 markets MyCA, replaced the patchwork of national crypto registrations that firms previously had to collect country by country. A CASPI license covers the core service set, custody, exchange between crypto and fiat, order execution, and transfer services. Once granted, the firm notifies other member states rather than reapplying in each one. Luxembourg has become a favored entry point for that process. The CSSF supervises one of Europe's largest fund and payments industries, and several international crypto firms have routed their MyCA applications through it rather than through larger markets like France or Germany. For Ripple, the timing matters more than the venue. Europe's MyCA transition period has been closing in stages through 2026, and firms without full authorization face restrictions or forced exits. OKX announced its own full MyCA authorization days ago, and Binance has been notifying affected EU users as the grace period lapses. Ripple now joins the group that cleared the bar before the door closed. XRP's muted immediate reaction. The market response so far is quiet. XRP trades at 114 as of July 6, 2026, up 0.2% over the past 24 hours per CoinMarketCap data. The weekly picture is stronger. XRP has gained 9.2% over 7 days, though that move predates the license news and tracks a broader market recovery that lifted ETH 12.2% and SOL 10.5% over the same stretch. Sentiment remains cautious. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 27 in fear territory, and Bitcoin is flat on the day at $62,131. A licensing milestone is the kind of story that compounds over quarters rather than moving price in an afternoon. Ripple's payments business gets a legal rail. The practical effect is that Ripple can offer regulated crypto services to institutions and payment companies across the EEA under one supervisory regime. That includes the custody and transfer services that underpin its cross-border payments products, the part of Ripple's business that competes most directly with correspondent banking. Europe has been the proving ground for whether regulated crypto payments can scale. Stablecoin-linked spending has grown fastest in jurisdictions where the legal status of the underlying asset is settled, and MyCA settled it for the EEA. Firms holding full CASPI status can now build products, sign banking partners, and market to consumers without the regulatory asterisk that shadowed the industry through 2024 and 2025. There is also a competitive filter effect. Every firm that fails to secure authorization frees up market share for those that did. Poland's repeated vetoes of national implementing rules aside, the block-wide framework is in force, and enforcement has begun. The MyCA scoreboard keeps growing. Ripple's approval extends a run of licensing news that has defined the first week of July. OKX confirmed full authorization. Binance moved affected EU users through its MyCA transition. And Italy minted its first licensed crypto portfolio manager. The pattern is consistent. Large, well-capitalized firms are clearing the bar, while smaller operators quietly exit European retail. For EEA users, the near-term takeaway is a shorter but more accountable list of providers. Every licensed CASPI answers to a national supervisor with real enforcement powers, and complaints, custody standards, and disclosure obligations now have teeth behind them.